All right. What's going on? This is Marshall Kuchar, also known as Complex in hip hop circles and in art circles, I guess, huh? So, how you guys doing? It's another wonderful week. I'm recording this podcast for the third time now. Hopefully it works this time. Been having an issues with the app I was using for recording on my smartphone here, so trying a new one. Hopefully this one sounds good. Hopefully it works, doesn't record the whole thing and then come to find out the audio's not there. That would be nice. It's all right, it gave me a chance to practice this episode, and I did it on three separate days, so it's not like I'm worn out, you know, from just recording two previous episodes or whatever. So it's cool, it's wonderful, it's great, it's great. It's what's that, the that movie, the old movie with Bill Murray, sort of old, I don't know. Richard Dreyfuss. Anyways, yeah, so let's see, some updates. Been doing a lot of work this weekend, preparing for the Paint and Pixel Festival, which is the first convention that I'm tabling at with my boy Michael Vallad. Just was working on the website, posted up a blog. If you are interested and you are going to be anywhere near Western Mass, on October 20th, then we are offering a free sketch card to anybody who wants to come by and grab their free sketch card, pick it up, and then maybe you can check out some of the comics too. So yeah, that would be awesome. I know a lot of my listeners probably aren't from the area, which is fine, cool. So there is and offer to get a free sketch card still from myself if you get a commission, a convention style commission. So that will be going till October 20th, so now is a great time to, if you're interested in, we're already interested in getting a commission from me, now is a great time to get it because you get a free sketch card to boot. So that would be really cool. It would help support the cost to the show and all that. So yeah. And speaking about commissions, you know, I just sent out a couple to Matt Greeny. I think I talked about that in the last podcast. Maybe not. Maybe it was one of these last two podcasts that didn't get published. But yeah, I just sent those out last week. Had fun doing those, and I've been getting some little jobs here and there to do different things. I got a job to do logo design and stuff, and still working on the album cover for Cast Meta. You know, just been plugging away at these projects. Got to get some of these tied up. Like I said, I was preparing for the show, so I put together two new stickers because I want to have, you know, a decent amount of stickers there to sell. Still got to get the Glyph and the Terror of Tusk printed up. That one, actually I have to get both comics printed up, but that particular one I sent away to get printed up and I haven't heard back as to the progress, and it's getting a little too close, so I might have to cancel that order and go to Staples. And if that's the case, then I won't be able to get the Glyph and the Tarot Tusk. I'll probably only be able to print up maybe like 10 at the most, because they're a little too expensive. And then I have to print up Glyph and the Monster Munch Mystery as well. And that one is, I already have, you know, maybe 8 or something printed up, so I'd like to bring at least 30, you know. And that should do the trick, hopefully. I'm going to have a lot of stuff to sell there. As far as like just like original art cards, sketch cards, and stickers. And I'm hoping to get a couple prints done too. That'd be nice. So, plus I also have my CDs and stuff. So, but I really want the focus to be the comics. If this guy can come through on the orders, that would be really awesome. I mean, I understand he's having difficulties and stuff because I guess the machines were down or something. So, it's no big deal. Like, I'm not going to not go to that person again, you know, next time. I understand this time it just didn't work out too well yet, so. But if I hope it does work out, because in that case I'll have 30 I ordered of the Glyph and the Terror of Tusk. It was at a much lower price and than Staples. And then I'll have hopefully 30 of be able to get 30 of the Monster Munch Mystery ones as well. And then I'll have, you know, I don't think I'm going to sell more than that at the show. If I do, then I'm going to be doing pretty well if I sell out of all that. But, you know, at these shows, I mean, it's a one-day convention, you know. I'll be lucky if I sell 5, probably. But, yeah, anyways. So, yeah, look, we're focusing on that. We're going to have a lot of fun. I told Mike, you know, we're probably going to go there, have an awesome time, and do a lot of things wrong. And I'm cool with that. It's our first show, real show, that's kind of on our own, sort of. So, you know, I'm not expecting to make $1 million and be a huge success. I'm expecting to go have fun and see how things come up. I have been preparing, though, as much as I can and stuff. The Absolute Consense by Tyler James at leanintoart.com. Purchased that workshop a while back. I've been reviewing it, listened to it like 4 or 5 times, more or less. And, you know, I've been kind of systematically, I tweeted it too, I've been kind of systematically going through that and just literally taking it as advice almost to an exact measure. Because he has experience and I don't. You know, maybe this will give me a little bit of a jump start, you know. So, doing that. So, that was kind of the free sketch card deal. That's something that he does as well and he suggests doing. I may change that to a different kind of offer for other conventions. But for this one, I'm just sticking with the same, pretty much the same exact thing he did. Because, you know, there's a lot to think about when it's your first convention. You're getting a lot of stuff together, more than you probably would for other conventions, because, you know, hopefully you have some stuff all set up by then for the next couple conventions. So, well, I got my con box together, which is something he suggests, like a little toolbox with all the like materials and things you might need. So I got that all set up. There might be a few more items I gotta grab, but you know, I tried to stick with stuff I already have, put that in there. And I did go to like Ocean State Job Lot, bought like some rubber bands and some other stuff that he suggests you put in there, some cheap stuff. And yeah, so there's that. Like I said, I got to get the stuff printed up. So basically, that's what I'm focusing on. The Paint and Pixel Festival, Northampton, Massachusetts, October 20th. If you come, that would be awesome. Like I said, come and miss out on the free sketch card thing. I'll be making them before the show, so you can come and pick them up at the show. And it'd be awesome to meet you if you can come. So, yeah. Other than that, you know, there's other stuff. I'm really heavily thinking about getting this Kickstarter thing off the ground for the Match Made in Human album. Trying to figure out what I want to do, because I want to mix it with, like, some kind of art product or comic book product. I'd like to really just do that for every album now, from now on. So I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to mix it. But I was kind of thinking today, maybe I'll make like a sketchbook or something, like a match made in human sketchbook, where there's sketches and lyrics and just, it's like liner notes, but it'll be like a zine or something. So it'll be bigger and there'll be a lot more content in it, and it'll be like probably separate from the actual disc. And it's, you know, cheap enough to reproduce cheaply. My Kickstarter is only going to be for $1,000, and then I'm going to have higher tiers after that. Hoping to get see if I can get a Jim Mahfood cover. I asked him how much he would charge for that, and because I have like some connections with some of his boys and stuff, and like the guy who made all the beats, like, is friends with him and all that, and one of the guys who's going to be on the album is friends with him, so he gave me kind of like a little bit of a discounted price, which is super awesome. So I told him I'm going to run this Kickstarter, see if I can raise some extra with it, and you know, 1,000 won't cover it, but we'll see. If I get to 1,000, then I'll introduce the special Jim Mahfood level. But yeah, and hopefully that would be cool if I could get a cover with his art. I'm also want to do sketch covers. Like, I'm gonna treat it almost like it's a comic book, like sketch covers, and I think I want to do alternate covers too. So I'll probably get maybe like if Jim Mahfood does the cover, that'll be the main cover. Or if he doesn't, then my cover will be the main cover. But if Jim Mahfood ends up doing it, then the main cover will be, like, my cover will be the one of the alternate covers. So I want to do, like, maybe 3 or 4 alternate covers as well. Just totally, like, kind of in a comic book vibe, you know, but still keep it a hip-hop album. So we shall see. I won't announce all that right from the get-go with Kickstarter, but, you know, you guys are, you know, I talk to you guys about the process of thinking about all this stuff, so I'm letting you guys know. So that's exciting, and I actually just started the Kickstarter today. Like, it's not up to, you know, fund yet, but I just started kind of adding in some of the fields and stuff and getting it ready. I don't know how it works as far as launching. Like, does it launch right when you start your thing? I hope not, because I didn't even get through the full process before I had to go to work. I just wanted to kind of start it up so I can get it ready, work on getting it ready. Not sure exactly when I'm going to start it. I was thinking maybe a little bit before the convention, but then at the same time, I don't know if I want to mix that promotion up with the Paint and Pixel free sketch card promotion. You know, it's kind of tough to have two, like, campaigns going at once, so we shall see. I might launch it early, but not, like, really announce it until the 20th, which is the day of the show. We shall see. Or the 21st. Or the 22nd, because the 22nd would be a Monday. I don't know. Who knows? It's hard to figure out when to start these things. But yeah, and then it'll end somewhere in November probably. I'm just gonna do a 30-day-ish campaign. Hopefully get this thing funded. If it doesn't get funded, it's still gonna happen, but it'll be on a much smaller scale. Which is cool too. Nope, I'm not too worried about that part of it. But yeah. So as far as the album is going, I keep writing songs. Like, every time I don't know what to do, I'll just throw on the beats and see if I come up with something. And I probably have, like, I don't know, 6, maybe 7 songs written already. But I think what's going to happen, I might record more songs than will actually go on the album's little EP, which will be a bunch of songs that I've already done over Engelbert Beats, and maybe some of these, if there's an extra song left over, I might throw that on the EP too. just to kind of prime for people to come check it out and all that. We shall see. But I do want to record the first song, at least to, you know, it won't be a necessarily finished, but I want to record it so I can at least put it in the video. And I'll have some of the beats throughout the video, but it'd be nice to have a sample of what you're going to hear and stuff, so we shall see. If not, like I said, I've recorded over a bunch of other Engelbert beats before. I can just use those, probably. So, Match Made in Human. That's the big main project, and stuff. After, especially after this thing, and I want to do another thing that's going to mix up the comic book thing with it, or whatever, or the art thing, is I'm going to do animated videos, at least one. So, but I've talked about some of this stuff already, so I don't want to bore you too much with the same stuff. But you know, one thing, what I wanted to talk about for a topic today, kind of trying to drive through this traffic a little bit, is sales, basically, like, marketing our stuff, but, like, the sales process, you know, specifically for comics, but it could be for whatever you're talking to, thinking about, but I'm going to kind of apply it to comics, and, this is probably going to be a four-part series, maybe, or something like that, I don't know. Or maybe I'll just talk about them and see how far I get today, and then try again next week, see how far I get next week, we'll see. I'm not trying to tell you guys anything, I'm just trying to discuss things I've learned, and, you know, hopefully we can all benefit from it. So, yeah, so in different books and podcasts and things and stuff that I've checked out having to do with sales and business and all that, oftentimes they refer to a four-step process for sales, and I'll go through the steps real quick. The and these don't have to 100% be in order, but sometimes they're intertwined and all that. But basically the first step is to qualify your customer. You guys might have heard this stuff before too, probably have if you've done any studying with this stuff. So first is qualify your customer. Second would be to build rapport and trust. The third is to educate and inform about the product that you're selling. And the fourth is closing the sale, asking for the sale, inviting people to purchase. There's a lot of different ways people phrase these steps, but that's the basic gist of it. And one thing that I've learned is, and I'm trying to break the habit myself because I do it as well, but what can you do? You gotta get the word out there somehow. But one thing that people do oftentimes and is not effective, you know, is they just skip all the other stuff and go right to the closing the sale. And that doesn't work. that's not how it works. A lot of times, you know, people will tweet out, Facebook out, whatever, do their status, and it'll be like, come buy my thing, you know. And people might not even know who you are, you know. So that's like, that's not really a good way to do it. If you have to do other stuff, I mean, you can do that, but there should be other things that are, you know, fulfilling the first two or three steps. If you focus on the first two steps, the second two are a lot easier, especially the closing. Like, it should come pretty naturally. Sometimes if you do the first two well, you don't even have to ask for the sale. People will just, they'll ask you, you know. They'll just be like, how much is this, or whatever, you know, I don't know. So What I'm going to do is start off with the first one, at least, and we'll see how far we get. The first step, like I said, is qualifying the customer. Basically, finding your target audience is another way to put it. And us as comic book artists and artists in general, musicians, creators, a lot of times we have a hard time with this one. We tend to just more than anything want to create and want to work on our art, on our passion, and then we get into these communities of people that are all other creators, which is cool, and that is part of your audience. You don't want to not target them at all, but that if that's all you're going to focus on as your target audience or your qualifying your customer, it's not probably going to turn into a sustainable income of any kind. So you got to branch out. And so what do? You look at your content, and there's kind of two ways to approach it. I mean, there's probably more, but from what I can think of, there's you either create a product or a piece of art or a comic book or whatever that is hitting on some kind of trend of some sort, or you just look at the content you already have and figure out who would like this kind of stuff. So if your comic or webcomic or something has, you know, dogs and cats in it or something, you know, you might want to look into going to pet stores, zoos, you know, just any kind of online group or community or whatever that focuses on cats or dogs or whatever, and just the pet community. A lot, you know, most people have a pet, you know, and a lot of people love, especially cats. I mean, cats are huge. Everybody's doing a cat comic. It's cool. I love cats too. And trust me, I've been tempted to do the cat comic thing, but there's enough people doing it way really awesomely, and I mean, it's been going on since awesomely. I know it's not a word, but you know, they've been doing it forever. I mean, even when I was a kid, how many cat focused things were there? You know, Tom and Jerry, Garfield, Heathcliff, all those things. There's so many different ones. So that's kind of a good bridge, actually, to get people into your stuff, even if you have one character who's an animal or whatever, or a cat or a dog, you know, that'll bring people in to a certain extent. But so yeah, you know, you can find trends, and the thing is you know, I don't think you have to compromise your artistic integrity to do it. Like, businessmen, that's what they do often, businessmen and women, you know, that's how they create their business around trends and find ways to service that, you know. That only makes sense, you know. You got to find where the money's going or where the interest in people are going, find out what people like or need, and then you get within the flow of that somehow, some way. I mean, that's basically business right there. And if you're doing this just for a hobby and stuff, that's awesome. So you don't necessarily have to do this, but if you do want to make some kind of sustainable income off of your properties, you know, you might want to think about some trends. And, you know, don't go and, like, you know, like, I wouldn't go and do My Little Pony stuff because that's really popular right now. I'm not into My Little Pony. You know, I never was, probably never will be. I mean, I'm kind of curious to just watch one of the shows or whatever, just because so many people have been into it. But it's not going to be something I'm into as far as creating stuff. but some people really are, and that's cool. But, you know, so that's kind of an example, though. Like, you don't want to follow a trend just because it's hot. You want to follow a trend or work within a trend that already has something to do with what you're already into. Like, for instance, right now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is kind of a big trend right now. People are really into that. I mean, that's someone else's property. I don't know how much I could really do with that, but for me to do, like, some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like, fan art or something and sell it, that's not out of the realm of artistic integrity, I don't think, because it's something I already think is awesome. You know, I'm already into that, you know. I grew up on that stuff. I remember when it first came out as a cartoon. Like, I wasn't into the comics because I didn't even know about the comics. But, you know, I was younger and, you know, the cartoon came out. And I remember when it came out, like, I watched the first one. I just knew it was awesome right before I even saw it. And they had, like, previews to it. So, you know, that's something I'm into. You know, like, zombies were a huge thing for a while, and, you know, I don't think that will ever stop being a huge thing, but, you know, I think the crazy hype has died down by now a little bit, you know, at least. It just seems to keep getting bigger and bigger and more mainstream, I guess, but, we'll see. But that's another thing I could possibly hop on if I wanted to. A lot of people have incorporated zombies into their comics, and, you know, so finding, you know, a trend and that people are into, that's part of qualifying your customer, for product creation, at least. The other way is, like I said, just make what you love and then look into the content that you have and see if there's any translatable things that might go with things that people are into, like trends or whatever. And then go, what you gotta do is you find communities that people are talking about that stuff in. Like, say if you have a comic book about somebody on, like, a deserted island or something, you might want to go, and you happen to like that show Lost or something, or you happen to like the movie with Tom Hanks, what was that movie called? Can't remember exactly, but, you know, or any of those. There's a lot of different movies and TV shows that have had that deserted island thing. Gilligan's Island, I mean, all that kind of stuff. You know, find forums and communities, podcasts, things like that, where people are into those kind of things, and get into those conversations. What you don't want to do is get into those communities and right away just be like, oh, this is, you know, people being lost on a desert island. I have a comic. You know, you don't want to just tweet it out or Facebook it out or whatever to those communities right away. You want to get involved in the conversation and contribute and then have your link readily available in, you know, the signature or wherever it is that it's appropriate to place your link, and then people hopefully will start to recognize you as somebody who they might want to check a little further into. Or you could do like some fan art or something and just show people, or you could even do a thing where it is an offer but it's a free offer, you know, just to kind of introduce them to what you do. But you want to start off by getting into the conversation, and that goes into the second process to selling, which is building rapport, building trust. So yeah, that is where you need to focus. You gotta find your audience, try to make sure you're not targeting people who wouldn't be into this stuff. I mean, you're never going to be 100% on that, but at least you can try to target instead of, because if you're marketing to people who won't be into it, you're just wasting your time. It doesn't matter how persuasive your offer is, people aren't going to want it if they have no desire for it, you know? So you got to find what people want and find the places where people want the kind of things that you make. So, I mean, it's basic, it's simple. I'm not saying anything new here, but, you know, I'm trying to kind of discuss how we do it with comic books, because a lot of us are comic book artists, or just art and music in general. So, you know, that's another thing, you know, if your stuff has to do with, like, music or whatever, you can go to shows and stuff. Like, my stuff is a lot of hip-hop stuff. I probably should be trying to attend more hip-hop shows and stuff, and even just going and talking to people saying, hey, I'm an illustrator, blah, 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 you know, oh, yeah, maybe I could get some illustration work, stuff like that, or sell my comic, or, you know, maybe there's graffiti things, you know, I don't know, I need to get more into some of those forums and stuff and talk to people, all that. But then, you know, you're still kind of being, like, doing that whole creators, talking to other creators and stuff, so, you know, that's part of what we gotta do. That's the qualifying part, and I'll probably get into some more next time with the other parts. But just know that with selling, I heard this said before, and I've said it before on here. Selling is really actually very simple. Basically what you're doing, and like we sell a lot of times without even knowing it. Like I am almost a salesman for certain products because I like them so much. Like say the Weebly website that I use, Weebly.com. You know, I really like it because it makes things easy and I don't have to worry about a lot of the background, HTML, all that kind of stuff. I can just go in and fiddle with my site at any point in time really simply, really easily. And I think that a lot of artists would probably benefit from going to Weebly.com. And, you know, it's only like $60 or something, or I think it's even less if you sign up for like 6 months or whatever. It's also, they have a free version, but it's really for like a year or a 6 month thing. It's really cheap. I mean, if you're really serious about making some money with your stuff, I mean, all you got to do is sell like two or three commissions or something, or a few commissions, and you have the money to host your site. And it's really, there's a lot of stuff you can do to, you know, change things around. So anyway, see right there, I'm showing some enthusiasm. I'm showing the benefits of, you know, having a Weebly site. And I'm just talking about it because it's something I'm into and something that it's a product that I enjoy and works. So, like, that's selling right there, you know. But I'm not really trying to sell you. I'm not showing you an affiliate link or anything, although that is something I've thought about doing, but haven't pursued quite yet. But you know, even so, you know, even like my wife does it. A lot of times, like, we'll be at a store, even just a grocery store or whatever, and she sees people looking at stuff, and she'll be like, oh, you should try this or whatever, and 9 times out of 10, like, just by my wife's enthusiasm, people will literally put whatever she suggests in her cart, like, and it's so funny, it's like, you just, like, sold that to them, like, and obviously we're not gonna make any money off of it, but it's just kind of funny how that all works. But anyway, so sharing enthusiasm about a certain product or service is basically as simple as it is, you know, in its most simplistic form. But obviously there's a lot more stuff you can do. You know, depending on the model you're using, it's not necessarily that simple, depending on what you're selling as well, so. But, you know, that is the basic gist of what selling is. So, you know, just some stuff to think about. I'd love to hear your comments, stuff that has worked for you guys for selling comics or anything, any of your art or whatever. What tactics do you use? How do you apply some of these tactics? you know, I'd love to hear from you. So go to plexhop.com. You can check out the offer I have for the free sketch card. That's right up on the first blog, right at the top there. And then you can also go to the show notes under the podcast tab, Escape Artist, and, you know, leave a comment. Let me know what you think as far as selling stuff. What kind, if you have any advice for me, or if you just want to share something you've done, or whatever, you know. I really appreciate the comments. Shout out to Eddie Crosby and Christopher Battles, who leave comments very often on the site. Thank you for listening, and everybody else who's listening, even if you don't comment, you don't have to comment or anything, but I really appreciate that you listen to the podcast, and it's really cool to be building this community. Yeah, that's about it. You know, come on to the site. Plexhop.com is the site. You can find me at Twitter at MarshallPlex, and Facebook.com/PlexHop. So yeah, I'll talk to you next week, and later.